When New Hampshire Republican candidates campaigning into Tuesday's primary were asked if they supported Trump, the most common answer they gave involved how important unity was, how, of course, they stood with their party. But on Thursday in Laconia, you didn't get the sense that any voters in this crowd were much concerned with anyone other than Trump. Matt Maybury, vice chairman of the New Hampshire GOP, walked on stage first to try and rally everyone around the party's new ticket, the whole ticket.
So I just have a couple of questions for you, pretty easy ones. How many of you want to keep Frank Ginta in the U.S. Congress? We're going to try that again, because remember, they called us deplorables. So we're going to try this again.
So he tried again.
How many of you want to keep Kelly Ayotte and keep the U.S. Senate seat in Republican hands?
A little better.
Ladies and gentlemen, how many of you, after 10 long years, want to have a Republican back in the corner office in the governor's office in Concord?
But Mayberry only really got the applause he was looking for with this one.
How many of you want to put Donald Trump in the White House?
As it turned out, 1st District Congressman Frank Ginta, who won the primary by less than 100 votes, was the only candidate who showed up at the event. And more than any other major GOP candidate in the state, Ginta had been the one most willing to embrace Donald Trump.
Because he doesn't just speak to Republicans. He is speaking to independents. He is speaking to disaffected Democrats, just like I did when I was running for mayor.
He advised people to look further down the ballot, not just the top.
In November, not only are we all going to go out and vote for Donald Trump, but you're going to see two names on that ballot when you get near my name.
Then Trump came on and gave pretty much the stump speech he's been touring with this week. He didn't offer congratulations or even mention the Republican victors from this week's primary. But then he took this pause. And for a moment, it seemed like maybe he was going to bring out one of his fellow party leaders.
And by the way, I just see off stage a very special person.
Was it Kelly Ayotte back there, come to stand beside him for the first time? Or maybe Chris Sununu, who hadn't appeared so far either? Because for a normal presidential candidate, this would be the point when he might want to show some local know-how, put his arm around a mayor or state house candidate even. But not Trump.
Has anyone ever heard of Eric Trump? Eric Trump. Come up, Eric. My son, Eric Trump.
Towards the end of his speech, Trump pointed the crowd once again to November 8th and talked about what the stakes are for him.
You better make sure I win on November 8th because I'm going to have wasted a hell of a lot of time, energy, and money.
For NHPR News, I'm Natasha Haverty.